In the last days of World War II, 9-year-old Ota Heller picked up a revolver and fired it at a German soldier. He did not wait to see if the man was still alive. For decades afterwards, he talked to no one about the experience, and only recently has Ota Heller, or Charles Ota Heller as he is now called, felt able to return to his memories of the war, collecting them in his book, Out of Prague. In this week's Czech Books, he talks to David Vaughan.
Now in his mid-70s, Charles Ota Heller has had a highly successful career in the United States, where he and his parents fled from communist Czechoslovakia in 1948. He was 12 at the time, and his parents were determined to put their past behind them, having lost nearly all their relatives in the Holocaust. With his new name, Charles went on to become an American success story, an athlete, academic, engineer, entrepreneur, father and grandfather. He would never speak of his childhood experiences as a half-Jewish boy hiding from the Nazis in a village near Prague. It was only with the fall of communism in 1989 that everything changed, culminating in the publication of Out of Prague, his memories of the time. This week saw the launch of the Czech translation, Dlouhá cesta domů, and I asked Charles Ota Heller to tell me more about how the book came about.
Americans began in 1989 to get interested in this small country in Central Europe. And then they put two things together that, you know, that I really did come from there and started asking me questions. And as they started to ask questions, I actually started remembering some of the things. And one after another person, people would say, oh, you've got to write a book. Of course, you know, having friends and neighbors tell you you need to write a book, that doesn't mean that there really is a book there. But I began writing just short stories and vignettes that had taken place, and it was amazing how memories began to come back to me in the middle of the night and remembering things that happened to me when I was 4 years old and 5 years old. I didn't think it was possible to remember.
Did you have some sort of Proustian moment where it suddenly all came flooding back?
I did. The first time I came back, it was in 1990. And I came actually to a conference here. And my first night, I couldn't sleep, so I just put my clothes on and I walked up to the castle. And I was there completely alone at the cathedral. And suddenly it just hit me how much this country had been through and how few years the people here had been free. And I absolutely broke down and I got on my knees and started to cry, just kneeling there all alone in the middle of the night. It was about midnight, and it suddenly hit me that I'm still Czech.
And was that feeling also tied in with your own really very traumatic experiences as a child in the occupied protectorate of Bohemia and Moravia, as the country was called then?
Yes, it did. And that's when those thoughts began coming back, because again I had driven all of those things out of my mind, and they began, all those stories and some of the hardships began to come back to me at that point, and I started writing them down as I started to remember them.
So tell me a little bit of the story.
I was born in 1936, 3 years before the occupation. My father was Jewish, my mother was Catholic. Actually, my mother's father was Jewish and her mother was Catholic. So I actually had three Jewish grandparents, but I didn't know that. My great-grandfather started a clothing factory and was very successful, and we were quite wealthy. And my family, I lived with my parents and my great-grandfather, my grandfather, and his brother. We celebrated Christmas, we celebrated Easter. It was just as if we were Catholic family, and that's what I thought we all were.
And you were only three when the occupation of Bohemia and Moravia began. After that, you must have had no choice but to be aware of being of Jewish origin, because the laws made it so, didn't they?
Actually, no, I was not aware, because my father escaped in 1940. And to join the British Army eventually, after he was arrested in Belgrade, and eventually they were forming the Czechoslovak division of the British Army in Palestine, and he joined there, and then he fought with Montgomery in North Africa and so forth. And then my grandfather and his brother also escaped. It turned out that they were killed in Yugoslavia by the Germans. So just my mother and my great-grandfather stayed behind. And eventually the Germans came and they took the factory and our home. And we moved in with some farmer friends in the village of Kojetice. Then things began to happen. I wondered, why did we have to move out? Why wasn't I allowed to go to school when my friends started to go to school? And the answer was always the same from my mother: because your father is fighting against the Germans. So I had no idea that it had anything to do with my Jewish heritage or any religious background. To me, it was always because your father is fighting against the Germans.
How did you and your mother survive?
My mother worked on the farm where we were living. She worked every day. My mother was a fine lady, brought up to be a lady. She went to the English school in Prague and, never worked. Had a cook, and I had nannies when I was a little boy. And suddenly my mother was a field hand working 7 days a week. And my great-grandfather then was taken away to a concentration camp, which was a very traumatic experience for me because he became my best friend. I had no one else, and he was 82 years old. Eventually, the Germans took the farm away from the farmers with whom we were staying, and they moved into a larger farm where other farmers were gathered and essentially living in a dormitory. It was a place we all the villagers called the castle, called Zamek, and that's where we lived. And then my mother was taken away toward the end of the war, 1944, to a slave labor camp for Christian wives of Jewish men. The Germans wanted to take me along, I found out later. But my mother hid me at that point with the farmers. So I was hidden in the castle. That's where I was when the war ended.
And in connection with the end of the war, I'd love it if you could read a short extract from your book, Out of Prague, and maybe if you could introduce this extract first, because it is the most extraordinary episode.
As I was being hidden in this place called the castle, the war was coming to an end, and we heard rumors that the war was coming to an end, but we all found it hard to believe. So I will read this portion from my book where the traumatic event which took place for me as the war was ending. Finally, I swallowed hard and carefully drew the Walter from my belt, getting on my feet, cocking the pistol, and assuming a two-handed pose I had seen in American cowboy movies before the war. I aimed at the blonde-haired man's chest. I squeezed the trigger. Bam! The noise was shattering. The pistol recoiled and flew out of my hand, and I was propelled into the bushes. "You got him," screamed Pepik. I crawled out of the bush, and sure enough, the man was lying on the ground. Leaving the gun behind, I took off running as fast as I could toward the farmhand's dormitory, with my companions running in different directions. Amazingly, no one followed us. After an initial crush of fear, I experienced an adrenaline rush unlike any I had ever felt before. "I killed a German," I screamed silently. "I killed a German." I did not know if I had really killed him, but I hoped that I had. In that splendid moment, I felt as if I had single-handedly won the war. For most of my young life, I had been running and hiding from the Germans. Now, finally, I had struck back. I had taken revenge for everything they had done to me, for taking my family from me, for stealing our home and our possessions, for forcing me to hide like an animal, for desecrating my beloved Czechoslovakia. I was 9 years old, and I vowed to keep my triumph a secret. It would be many years later, after finally revealing the secret to my family and a few friends, that I would receive startling information which would make me wonder, whom did I shoot that day in May 1945?
So what was the startling information?
I spoke to the chronicler of our village of Kojetice, whose name is Yaroslav Kuchera, who has been very carefully writing the history of the village up to today. I actually sent him the story, and I asked him if he knew who the person was that I shot. And he informed me that it could not have been a German soldier, because by that time the German soldiers were gone, but that there were Czech collaborators who were living in those places where the boys and I were, in the bushes. And he is quite certain that the man I shot was a Czech Nazi collaborator who, with his wife, was escaping to Germany. And he also said that I could not have killed him, because it's a small village, and if somebody is shot and killed in a village like that, everyone knows about it. And they had heard that somebody had been shot and hurt, but not that he was killed. So all those years I lived with the thought that I had killed a German soldier, but I had wounded a Czech.
I cannot imagine how you feel. I mean, I can't imagine what it feels like. The very fact of, as a small child, being in that position of shooting somebody. Yeah. How does it feel?
All those years that I thought I had actually killed the German soldier, I felt very good about it. However, I was afraid to talk to anyone about it. I didn't tell my parents, because I thought maybe I had committed a criminal act. After all, people are killed in war, but not by little civilian boys. So I kept it to myself, and I never told my father. So my father died without ever knowing it. I did tell my mother eventually, 2 years before she died.
And it must have been a bit of a shock, I should imagine.
It was a shock to my mother. My mother had a look of absolute shock on her face. And then she looked at me and she said, "You did well." And patted me on the shoulder and kissed me.
But the soldier you thought you'd shot was also some mother's son.
That's true. But somehow I never thought about it that way. You know, to me, I had such a hatred for Germans as well as the Czechs who collaborated with them that I didn't think of them really as human beings.
And what about now that you know what probably really happened?
I have mixed feelings. On the one hand, I wish that I had killed a German soldier. On the other hand, I guess I've begun some process of forgiveness, and I'm glad that I didn't kill anyone, that maybe I just wounded him, and probably he's okay if he's still alive today.
Of course, you don't even know that, do you? I mean, it could be. He could have even not have been a collaborator.
I've thought about that since Mr. Kuchera told me what he thinks that the true story was. Mm-hmm. I've thought about that possibility, but I think that's quite unlikely because, first of all, normal Czechs who were not collaborators didn't have access to vehicles, and this man was packing his... Mm-hmm. And this was the first week in May, and he was packing furniture, and obviously he was leaving town, and people weren't leaving at that time unless they had something to do with the Germans. I did this all my own free will, so I was totally responsible for what I did. And I was proud of it, you know, in my own silent way, I was proud of myself. Especially when my father came home, even though I never told my father. My father was, to me, was a hero when he arrived in that British uniform.
What do you think he would have said?
I don't think he would have been proud of me.
Do you feel that writing this book has been a catharsis, in a sense?
In a way, it has been a catharsis, but at the same time, it was very painful. Some of the memories were extremely painful. There were ones that I had suppressed for a very long time. But many things happened from the process of writing the book, and probably the main thing that happened to me was that I gained even more respect for my parents than I ever had because of what they went through. And even after all they went through in World War II, then 2.5 years later escaping from the communists and leaving this country with absolutely nothing and starting from nothing in America and living normal lives. And it's just something I can't even imagine at this point, what they accomplished and what they did for me.
Charles Otaheller, thank you very much indeed for talking to us at Radio Prague. And your book is published in English as Out of Prague and in Czech as Dlouhá cesta domů. And best of luck with it. Thank you.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.